New York's Mayor Michael Bloomberg is trying to stir up some political consequences for members of Congress who voted last week against expanded background checks for gun purchases. The mayor is using his personal fortune to try to challenge the political clout of the National Rifle Association and its allies in Congress. As NPR's Elsa Chang reports, Mr. Bloomberg's first target is a Democratic senator facing a tough fight for re-election in 2014.
Mark Pryor is a marked man, and he knows it. Whether he's actually sweating it is the question. He said it before, and he's saying it now. He doesn't take gun advice from the mayor of New York City. He listens to Arkansas.
I guess what I look at is just another one of the outside groups that's going to try to come in. And honestly, that's what's wrong with politics today, is all these outside groups come in and try to do that. But I can't stop it from happening, so...
And with that, Pryor hurried on to an underground train that would whisk him away from reporters back to his office at the Capitol. Pryor was one of four Democrats who voted against a proposal to expand background checks last week. And Mayor Bloomberg, the founder of Mayors Against Illegal Guns, is going to make sure Pryor pays. Bloomberg will pour money into months of TV ads, radio ads, and mailings to defeat the Arkansas senator. His group says it has spent $12 million in the month since Newtown on field campaigns and commercials across the country.
This is just a toe in the water.
That's John Feinblatt, Bloomberg's chief policy advisor. And toe in the water is right. We're talking about a guy Forbes estimates to be worth about $27 billion. Bloomberg will also be doling out money to help re-election campaigns of lawmakers who voted for gun control, both Democrats and Republicans.
The mayor and others are going to provide the political counterweight to the NRA. It has had the field to itself for decades, and that has to stop. And that time has come.
Since 1994, when the first assault weapons ban passed, the NRA has been able to operate with almost no opposition that's as well-funded, well-organized, and intense as its own members. Feinblatt says Senator Pryor is just the beginning. Another Senate target will likely be Republican Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire, who's facing re-election in 2016. Her predecessor, Judd Gregg, had voted to extend the assault weapons ban, so many gun control groups see New Hampshire as the next best place to land another supporter.
Ayotte voted against improving background checks to keep guns out of the hands of criminals.
Are you serious? 89% of the people in New Hampshire support universal background checks. What, she just ignored us?
Sure did.
This ad and another one, taking shots at Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, will run for 2 weeks. Americans for Responsible Solutions funded the commercials. That's the group former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords formed after she was shot in the head in 2011. Executive Director Pia Carisone says the campaign isn't about changing the minds of constituents. It's about reminding them how their senators voted.
We're not actually looking to convince people, right? I mean, you know, we don't need to move the needle from 90 to 99. The public is with us on this.
It's unclear when Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid will bring up gun control legislation again. In the weeks, probably months ahead, Giffords' group plans to keep the pressure on by urging constituents to call their lawmakers. President Obama's political arm, Organizing for Action, is doing the same. But Carisone says the real challenge will be to make guns important enough as an issue to sway voters' choices in 2014 and 2016.
Until now, we have not seen a single issue voter movement of people that are considering gun safety policy, gun violence policy as a number one issue of how they vote.
This week, many gun control groups met with Vice President Joe Biden to figure out strategies going forward. And they say Biden reminded them it took several tries over 7 years before background checks finally passed under the Brady Bill in 1993. Elsa Chang, NPR News, The Capitol.